Discussions on this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Registered representative. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisor representative, Cambridge Investments Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Bettendorf Financial Group and Cambridge are not affiliated.
right of center. And I have people left of center that I talk to on a daily basis. We chat online. I purposely like to hear voices from all sides, and I want to hear what they have to say to kind of keep me in line. You know, sometimes I have a friend, Dr. Jimmy, I call him. He's a psychiatrist up in Holland, Michigan, and he and I chat almost every day online about stuff, and he and I have opposing views on some things, but we care about each other. We talk about stuff. We never argue. It's been years that way. We trust each other that we can have an honest debate about stuff to get different viewpoints, and I think that's very important for people. We've lost that to some extent. Now it's a shouting match.
Right.
Yelling at each other.
Well, that's what the media is telling us we have to do, Doug Weir. You can't just have a civilized conversation about something, disagree, and then still hang out. That's not allowed. You're not supposed to do that. We have to be polarized.
That makes me so sad. And I've had I will tell you, I've had a lot of client interaction the last few weeks, more than I've had in probably my career, because of this election and because of the markets, but mainly because of the election and the media. So I'm a little sick of it. You know, I've had to literally hold a couple people in my arms and just give them a hug and tell them it's going to be all right. They need to shut the television off.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I mean, and that's the thing. It's the media is pushing this divisiveness, and, you know, it's bad for our country, because I feel like our country is a lot stronger and we have two strong political parties. And instead, what we're seeing is one or the other. The last four presidential cycles have been, we're super extreme. So everyone's like, well, we're sick of this, so we're going to vote the other way. And then, well, we're super extreme. Well, we're sick of this, so we're going to vote the other way. And this has happened the last four times. And it's, you know, well, let's try to find some middle ground here. It's crazy. It's just not good for our country to go from one extreme to another, back and forth. You know, it's like, and then all your governments are basically uprooted every time this happens, and everything changes back to the way it was before, but then it was the other way the way before that. And I don't know. I don't like the cycle we're in.
Nope. And I don't know how to get us out of it. I'm not sure what that answer is. But I wish people would be a little more tolerant of each other's ideas is what I wish. I wish and wish.
Yeah.
I wish people would accept that. I may have a difference of opinion with you. That doesn't mean I'm evil. That doesn't mean I'm a terrible person that I shouldn't be considered and I should be canceled in life. That's what we've gone to, canceling each other, and it drives me nuts.
Yeah. Yeah. I know I'm doing a good job, because I got people from both parties can get mad at me over the same show. I've had that happen a number of times. Seriously. I'll get an email.
I heard
you talking about blah, 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 and you're this and that, and then, you know, someone from the other side will do the same thing. And I'm like, well, I guess I'm, you know, kind of where I feel like I am anyway. So that's all good.
Yeah, I can relate, buddy. I can relate. Maybe that's why we get along, but that's
could be
true. I do. I get the same thing. I have right-wing friends that are like, oh, you're and left-wing friends. Oh, I'm like, come on. I'm trying to be a libertarian here in the middle. I don't like a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Can we just have
I have to put up with it.
Yeah. Rational political party would be great. We don't have any of those right now.
No, it doesn't seem to pay. Everyone likes the extremes and likes the emotions of it all, but... It's not good for people, and we're seeing that right now. It's hurt friendships. It's hurt relationships. It's hurt families, and we need to get away from that. But I don't know what the answer is. I do know this, and that is, media isn't the answer. That's for sure, because they try to whip it into a frenzy for ratings.
Yep.
Sorry, radio, but you're entertainment more than the rest, for sure.
Well, and I wonder if the advent of the online and the clicks, because that's how they register everything now, is clicks. How do we get clicks? How do we get clicks? How do we get clicks? And you get clicks with crazy extreme things. I guess people are like, what is this? I got to see what this is. And so they just keep feeding that, you know, that dragon, I guess. And, you know, the online change has helped create this division. And I don't know. It's not good. But anyway.
Well, the amount of data that people get force-fed is like a fire hose of information. And I don't know how our brains can handle it all coming in so fast. There's so much information. I spend a lot of time just fact-checking stuff for people. They tell me things. I go, have you fact-checked that?
Yeah.
have you actually looked to see if that's real or not. It's not real, often the case. Yeah. I go back to the Social Security facts, because people were just getting misled that, Social Security's changed. You've got to do all these changes just to scare people, because you're going to take their, in many cases, their only source of income away. There's sadly so many people that rely on Social Security as their primary source of income.
Yeah.
And you just threaten to take that away from people, you're going to get them right away. You're going to get them upset and scared right away.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they threaten to push grandma over the cliff. They're going to take away Medicare and Social Security. But it isn't happening, people. Never going to happen. Yeah. Right now they're cutting the corruption and graft from it, but they're never going to get rid of Medicare and Social Security.
No.
It'll probably get larger, if anything.
Right. And it is a Ponzi scheme, because people paying in now are paying for people that are on it now, and vice versa. Yep. And that's how it's always gone.
Always.
But yep. Whatever. Kick the can down the road.
That's
so
right.
We've done it again. Yep. That's for sure.
If I was in power, I would do my best to calm people down. I would not stand on that stage and lather everybody up like both parties are doing right now. It's just maddening to me. Of course, I try to be a calming influence to people. People come in and see me. I try to get them back down to earth and back down to what's going on, really.
Right.
You know, calm people down, not work them up. But, yeah. If you work them up, you can manipulate them, and that's what's going on right now.
Yeah. Well, as always, Doug Weir, I sure appreciate your time, information, and, we'll look forward to talking to you next Monday.
Yeah, be good, my friend, and if anybody needs help, give us a call.
Will do. Thanks, Doug.
Be well.
You too. There he goes, Doug Weir of Bentendorf Financial Group.
Discussions on the show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Registered representative. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated. A broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisor representative. Cambridge Investments Research Advisors Incorporated. A registered investment advisor. Bentendorf Financial Group and Cambridge are not affiliated.